to the laws of tzitzis, we're doing in chapter 15, and we're up to section 8, ches. So now we're talking about what happens if you have a garment, a talit, that had proper tzitzis, mutsuyatis kilchasa. It had proper tzitzis, but it was a large garment. And then shecholku lebeis chalokim, then you split it into two parts. You make out of one long garment, you make it into two parts. And what happens is, ubuchol chelik yesh beshir talis, each one of the parts has a enough of amount which qualifies it as an independent garment. Shechayevus betzitzis, that would require tzitzis. It's large enough that you need to put tzitzis in there. And each one was left with one or two tzitzit from the original. And now he changed his mind. He says, no, I don't like this. It's too small. He wants to sew it back up. He changes his mind and now he wants to sew it up as it was in the beginning. Ein tzorich la'atir ha'tzitzis. He is not necessary for him to undo the tzitzit and then go place them again when he's going to sew them up. He doesn't have to undo them and do them again. Why? For the tzitzit have not become disqualified when he split into two. Since the tzitzis remained hanging on a piece of a garment that has the amount of a talit, so they were good. It was tzitzit in a good garment, and it has four corners. So they're still called kosher tzitzis. Elo shenispardu tzitzis umezu. The only problem is it's kosher tzitzis, but it's been separated from the other. So now, the fact that you separated them doesn't make them disqualified. All tzitzis in the world, we always put them one after the other. The garment doesn't get all the four tzitzis together. So putting them together is okay, that wouldn't matter. But in 9, he qualifies this and he says that will only work if each one has the amount of a talus in of itself. That each part has enough that is obligated in tzitzis. But if one part doesn't have enough for amount that you need for a talus, it's too small. So then when you want to go back and sew them together, so he has to undo the tzitzis from that part that doesn't have the amount for a talus. And then he has to re-sew it. You have to place them after you sew them together. Because in this case, that tzitzis has already become disqualified. The minute you split it, it's not a kosher tzitzis because it's not hanging on a kosher talus because the talus doesn't meet the shear. Maybe they show it lubechaticha, shein bashir talus, because it's hanging on a piece that does not have the amount of a kosher talus. V'pturim natzitz legamri. And that's exempt from tzitzis when it's a small piece. V'kivon shekvar nifsal tzitzis, and once the tzitzis have become already disqualified, shuv ein machshasheres memela, it does not become automatically kosher just by the mashiyit for its base chalokim zelzeh by sewing these two parts to one to each other. Kivon sheino yisamaisi beguf tzitzis, because he's not doing any tzitzis, so you can't just make tzitzis kosher. Shatoyro amagdilum tasev leminos kvar bepisul. Torah says you must make tzitzis, not that they were made bepisul, not that they were made disqualified. In this case, since it didn't have a sheer talus, those were not kosher tzitzis, so we can't make them kosher. You have to undo them and do them again. And in the section 10, he says further, by medvarim amurim, but this would only apply kshechotah hatalas lebeis chalokim mufrodim, that you totally separated them, oishenikra lebeis chalokim mufrodim, or it ripped. Either you cut it or it ripped to two separate pieces. Avalim lo nisparta legamri. But if they haven't totally separated, elim chaborim zel zemaat. But they're a little bit tied. They're still connected. If that connection is wide, three gudlin, it's as if they've been connected totally, and haven't been split at all. Especially would apply children. They wear, they rip them, and that way you can save it. And therefore, if you want to sew them together, then you don't have to undo the tzitzis. Even of that part that doesn't have the section of the talus. But if the piece that remained together, you don't have three times the thighs of the width of the thumb on it, meaning it's just hanging by a thread, less than that. So therefore, then we consider it as if they totally separated. And therefore, the gamri. When you sew together, you have to undo the tzitzis from that part that doesn't have the part, the shirutalis. After you sew it, you have to re-put it again. The main thing is that you have to have a shirutalis. We have one more section with this in this halacha. There's another opinion, a disagreement in this. There is those in section 11, the Alter Rebbe writes in Sif Yud Aleph. Some people disagree. They say just the fact that it's hanging on a piece of a garment that doesn't have the proper fitting of a talus does not mean that the tzitzis became disqualified. Since it's still hanging on a corner, just like old tzitzis that hang on a corner. If that corner of that piece that was cut, that was ripped from the talus, gimel gudlin, it has three gudlin in the size of that corner. That is the fitting amount which is fit to be called a corner. So then the tzitzis that is hanging on that piece, it remains kosher, and it does not become disqualified at all. And that's why you do not need to untie it from the piece after you put it in. You don't have to undo it, it's still kosher. But if in that corner where the tzitzis are hanging, you don't have 3x3, gimel gudla gimel gudlim, afilu loy nisparda chaticha legamen atalis. Even if it hadn't totally detached from the garment, but it's still connected to the talis. But if in the place, the length where it's connected, breichav gimel gudlim, it doesn't have three gudlim connected, then it's totally separate from the talis. And then the tzitzis that is hanging in it is disqualified because it's not called a corner. A corner needs to be 3x3. If it doesn't have 3x3, it's not a corner. And therefore, if you want to sew it back with a piece of the talis, you must untie the unfit tzitzis that's hanging there, and then go replace it again. This is a much more lenient opinion. It says, as long as there is still a 3x3 piece in which the tzitzis is, it's still a corner, it's still a kosher tzitzis, and then you can just sew it up and you'll be okay. So what is the ruling? The halacha is, we need to be more stringent, like the first opinion. You can't. But if you have no choice, there's no other way. Like the tzitzis that is possible, one of the tzitzis has been detached, and it only was left at the size of a bow, even though it's kosher, so then he doesn't have to undo it and put it again. Um, But this is a general claim. Yes, this one is for a chroner. We can write a second opinion.